Hey, everybody. Welcome to Permadeath Weekly for the week of June 28th. I hope you've all had a solid week, made it through school or work. Well, you might not be in school, unless you're doing summer classes or you're in summer school. Or, you know, you had like 8,000 snow days and you're still counting down the days until you've made up for them. If that's the case, I hope you're listening in class. And I hope you get in trouble. I don't. You know, I sat and paused for a second and I thought, why would I wish that on anybody? Detention is no laughing matter. Detention's kind of weird, isn't it? You know? I swear this isn't a stand-up bit. But I was just thinking, like, because I had it before. And before you're thinking, like, oh, Bill, really? You're real sick, man. You're real sick fighter. No. I chewed gum in my physics class, and I had to go to detention and spend 25 minutes writing on a sheet, I will not chew gum. Now, mind you, this was in 11th grade. No, this wasn't physics. This was chemistry. This was 10th grade. Sorry, I absolutely don't want to get those mixed up, because my physics teacher was cool. My chemistry teacher was on a warpath 80% of the time. My physics teacher played Gears of War, and he was a badass. And he let us destroy concrete bridges that we created ourselves. But no, I had to write I won't chew gum. Like some Simpsons shit. Like, detention's weird. I mean, it's like a thing where it's supposed to, I guess, encourage, like, hey, you don't want to keep doing this bad stuff, or look, you don't get to go home and play Pogs. Pogs or WoW, if you're me. All the kids in school back then, all they talked about were Pogs. And I just looked at them in disgust. It's about World of Warcraft. Get your fucking nerdy Pogs out of my face. Meet me on the gridiron and play some WoW. But hopefully you're not in detention. If you are, and I've just really hit home on too many things, look, you can always reach out to me, email me. You know, I'll talk to you. If you need some advice, how do I not look like I'm chewing gum? If I still want the sweet, chewy elasticity in my mouth, I got tips for that. Let me know. The tip is to stop chewing gum. What the fuck is gum? Sorry, I gotta get on with the show. I hope you've all had a great week. Let's just say, you know, if I decide to edit that out, I can just pick up right from here. I hope you all had a great week, the week of June 28th. This week's track of the week is Hagstrom from the video game Minecraft. And I'm thinking, like, Bill, why in the world is a Minecraft song your track of the week? Because, you know, over time, like I said, I like to try to tie the track of the week into something relevant either with myself or with, you know, something in the episode. And man, I've gotten bit by the Minecraft bug heavy as of late. And, this is going to turn into a little bit of a preachy conversation. I say conversation, I guess it's between us. Talk back at me. Leave a comment down below. What do you think about gum? Detention for gum. Oh, by the way, that same chemistry teacher, but the whole detention for gum would always strike me as odd, because she would just pull out a warm 2-liter bottle of Schweppes ginger ale and just chug out of it in the middle of a lesson. It's like, why is that in the cabinet with the chems? What the fuck's in there? Is that bottle the front? Are you drinking our lesson? What's happening? I've been playing a lot of Minecraft. And the reasoning for this is my brother, who is only 2 years younger than me. It's not like he's some fresh out-of-the-womb gamer. Gaming since I was a month, bitch. Cut the cord. Make me wireless. Come on. Make me a wireless baby. Cut that cord, Doc. Come on. Cut me. I want to be Bluetoothed. You hit me up to your hotspot, bro. Hit me up. He recently discovered Minecraft for the first time through Game Pass on the Xbox. And he comes up to me and he's like, Billy, what's this Minecraft game? First of all, I'm thinking, like, how haven't you heard of it? Like, you know, because my sister, who is 17 years old now, way back in the day, was obsessed with Minecraft. You know, like her favorite thing in the world was to play Minecraft. It was a big part of my household because of that. You know, everybody had to go in there and see what she built. It's quite endearing. But, you know, when you're like a punk, I was never like, I'm not talking about Johnny Ramone punk. I'm talking as being a little prick. You know, you're too busy to, you know, see what your little sister wants. You know, so, you know, it was kind of annoying for everyone back in the day. But the more I look back on it, it's like, man, I wish I was a little more endeared by that back then. But that's okay. That's okay, because this is the beauty that I'm about to talk about. Is he got into that. He's playing it. You know, he's discovering it. You know, your first time digging into Minecraft, especially nowadays, after all of its updates and all the stuff they've added to it, you know, vanilla Minecraft is a really different animal at its core. I mean, the same game, but you know what I mean? Like, there's so much more to it than when I first played it in alpha. Back when it was $12. Having him, like, first be like, what the fuck is this? I don't really like playing this. I don't understand what's going on. It's fucking, I don't know what to do. So then, like, 2 days later, like, yo, dude, oh, it's finally clicking with me. This is incredible. You know, like, I built my first thing. I'm digging into the mines. I found this. There's villagers, there's bandits, you know, all the stuff they've added. Like, there's these underwater monument things. And it's like, this is awesome. Now you really put me in the mood for Minecraft. I haven't played Minecraft in 7 years. The last time I played Minecraft was with my cousins, because we have recorded clips of it somewhere. And I was like, every now and then you get kind of that hankering for a game you used to play a lot. That happens in waves with me for World of Warcraft. You know, that's happened in waves with me for Halo, but I have no fucking way to play it because I don't have an Xbox. But it was happening with me for a little bit with Minecraft. I'm like, like a few weeks ago, I was like, man, I'm kind of in the mood to play Minecraft. Like, something just kind of coming over me there. So when I discovered my brother was playing it, and, you know, I see him getting really into it, I'm like, this is prime time to try to play some Minecraft with my bro. Because Minecraft has cross-platform play. So I'm thinking, okay, I don't have an Xbox. I can never play games with him. You know, I haven't played a game with my brother since the 360 gen, since last gen. Because that's, you know, the console everybody had amongst friend groups. It was, you know, primarily, you're playing multiplayer, you're probably on the 360. So it's been that long, you know, since I was able to play a game online with him. You know, not counting RuneScape, because, I don't think I've ever done a cooperative activity in RuneScape. Hanging out and, like, fletching a string while talking about your life is not a multiplayer gaming experience. You know, it's a Play-Doh-y-looking chat room. So I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, okay. So then I'm thinking, I'm going to buy the Windows 10 version for my PC, and I'm going to join Minecraft with my brother. My sister catches wind of this. Now, my sister has no capable personal computer, and my sister has no Xbox. But the bug is already planted in my head. I'm like, I have to play Minecraft with these two. I have to. I have to buy a realm. I have to play with my two siblings, something, an experience I have never gotten to have in my life. And with the power of crossplay, we're right there to making it happen. So what did I do? I opened up my Switch. I bought Minecraft on my Switch. I created my sister an account. I bought her a Nintendo Switch Online, linked up her Microsoft account, got her set up, went on my computer, bought my Minecraft on Windows 10, bought a realm, opened it up, and we've all been obsessed with playing Minecraft. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. Thanks to cross-platform play. It is so cool to set it up on my PC, have my brother bring his Xbox and his monitor up, have my sister hook my Switch up to my TV, and have us all just sit here and play Minecraft on three different ecosystems. Sony, I wouldn't have had to buy Minecraft on the Switch if Sony played ball here and allowed Minecraft crossplay on the PlayStation 4. But assuming the reason they won't is because you have to log into your Microsoft account in order to access the cross-platform servers of Minecraft. Because everything's owned by Microsoft, you know, your friends list works through the Xbox Live ecosystem here. So it's interesting to log into an Xbox Live account on the Switch. But it's so cool. You know, it's just awesome. First of all, it's awesome to just play Minecraft on the Switch. And then second of all, to be able to take that account and play it with me on my PC while my brother plays on his Xbox. So we got a realm going. We got my two cousins who I used to play with back in the day to join up. We got a jumping, popping realm right now. Just having a great time, man. And that game is just a special kind of magic still, man. You know, it's one of the best games I think ever made. And, you know, all these games go through these cycles of being children's games and these cycles of being taken over by the flossing kids. And, you know, Fortnite's kind of in that phase now, you know, where it's associated with children instead of, like, you know, when it first came out. And it was like, oh, man, what's this fucking Battle Royale game? Wow, they're doing some really neat things with this. You know, Minecraft had that period for a long time, you know, but for good reason. You know, I feel like people want to shit on stuff that kids like a lot. And I feel like Minecraft had that phase where it was then associated with children. And I feel like it was looked down on by a lot of people, you know, like it's not cool anymore because all the kids found it. And I feel like you see that mentality with Fortnite, too. And I actually think that's shitty. You know, I think that kind of mentality that you put, you know, forward towards something, you know, I have no issue with, you know, kids playing the same games. That would always annoy me, you know, even when you'd play Halo back in the day and, like, there'd be a kid on there and they'd call them a squeaker. And it's like, play the fucking kid alone, man. Let him play his damn game, you know? And they'd always end up becoming a parent on the mic. Yeah, you shouldn't be fucking playing this. You didn't play any of these games when you were a kid, you little bastard. Really? You were like this angelic person who played with a Tonka until he hit the T for teenage? You little bastard. I highly doubt it, dude. All kids try to look up stuff online they shouldn't and play things they shouldn't. Just get the fuck out of here, dude. You're at the park whispering the fuck word. Ha, fuck. Little Bobby is a fucker. I said fuck. All kids were little dipshits. You know, every time, as soon as someone becomes an adult, they immediately look down on the stuff kids like, or they treat kids like, you shouldn't be doing that, you're a kid. It's like, they fuck off. Go fucking have one and parent one yourself. Get the fuck out of Counter-Strike. The fuck are you doing? You bum. Let the kids have their damn game. And a game isn't any less good because now kids like it. We wouldn't be playing any fucking game if that were the case. Better get off Mario Kart. You goddamn bastard. Anyway, yeah, I've just been on a Minecraft binge. It's been really great. It's been a really out of nowhere thing for me. And you could tell I don't have any news stories I really care to bring up this week. You know, I'm still kind of, you know, mentally trying to evolve or just kind of shape and mold Permadeath Weekly, you know, as we go along here. You know, the focus for me was always to do the news, you know, to deliver news stories that I think were interesting that week, give you my take on them and all that stuff. You know, and I think that's still what the show is going to be. I'm always going to have, I have some stories today. But at the same time, I also like it as kind of a soapbox in a way, you know, little anecdotes like that. And, you know, just talking about, having an avenue for me to tell you that crossplay is so good. I know you don't need me to tell you this. But, like, the fact that it's enabled this great moment with me and my siblings thus far is just, it's a blessing, man. And next gen, if Sony's not 100% on board, then they can get my boot up their ass. No, I'm not going to kick, I'm going to buy a PlayStation 5 because I want their exclusives. But, no, really, I mean, this is something special, I think, that, you know, needs to continue. It needs to continue to be stressed. You know, just because some games have it now, I don't want anyone to stop talking about it on stage at pressers. I don't want anyone to let it go. I want every game to have this next gen. I want every game, Sony, Xbox, whatever, to fucking have it. There's no excuse anymore. No excuse. All three of you signed the goddamn letter to fucking Trump about the tariffs, so y'all can do crossplay. If y'all can get together and sign your name, you can let me play a game with my brother. Yeah. Oh, that's one thing I wanted to bring up. It's funny, you know, getting into this Minecraft thing, with my siblings. I mentioned earlier how, you know, how into it my sister was back in the day. And, my mom found, an old box that, my sister had from, like, her CYC, like, Catholic youth, whatever, fucking Sunday school shit, whatever it was back in the day that she was a part of. And they had, like, their little prayer box. And I guess every week they would put a prayer in there. And, you know, knowing my sister and just knowing, you know, who we are as a family, you know, what's going in that prayer box is not anything, like, really religious or, like, serious in any way, shape, or form. We're going through those slips, and one of them says, "I pray that they add sharks and other fish to Minecraft." This was 7-8 years ago. So she was like 10. And they did. Her prayers have been answered. They added them recently in their big aquatic update. They had all kinds of fish and other shit down there. See that? Your prayers do come true. In other news, is this a kind of shit? Because I'm going through the stories this week. Okay, this is why I have trouble. Okay, I'm trying to, like, what can I talk about this week? Sony's doing a live-action Final Fantasy 14 TV series. I don't want to be pessimistic, but how can that not look like poop? How are you going to do Eorzea in live-action without it looking like some like, guy's cosplay video at Anime Expo? In like, the woods, like, 10 miles out of Anime Expo. Like, how? How do you make a live-action Lalafell? You know? Like, what the fuck kind of budget are you going to have that it doesn't look bad? That it doesn't look like a Chris Dane Owens video? What in the world, what does that look like on my television? Look, I wanted to see it. I'm glad this is happening. Make it an anime, though. Like, what the freaking hell? They made a live, not a live action, an anime promotional ad for Shadowbringers in Japan. And it's sick. Like, seeing chocobos and fucking and Mikotes. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the races in this goddamn game correctly. But just seeing Eorzea in anime form, like, that's what we need. I don't need, like, fucking Tony Shalhoub. Tony Shalhoub running through Gridania, you know? Do you think that look cool? Tony fucking Shalhoub! Do you think they would cast Tony Shalhoub? I think my interest in this would peak as high as Everest if they casted Tony Shalhoub. Now this show will be a disappointment if he's not in there. And then other stories like Twitch becoming my free cams. Twitch is doing their subscriber-only streaming, which is like a feature ripped right out of nudie cam sites. You know? How long until there's private streams one-on-one? Sub-only streams interesting. You know, I understand the concept, and I think on paper, when that's pitched, it sounds like, oh man, yeah, they could do these cool exclusive things or whatever. You know, but I guess it's a way to, like, you know, maybe try to pump your numbers up. It's like, yo, I'm streaming. I got first access to this game, dude. I got a preview build of the new Tony Shalhoub expansion for Final Fantasy 14. I'm going to stream it, but it's under NDA, so the only people who can watch it are verified subs. You know, it's like, oh, shit, I got to see how they modeled Shalhoub. Fuck. I guess I'm subbing. I guess I'm subbing to Big Bun Bobby, you know? It's interesting. It's interesting to see how Twitch continues to, you know, try to add stuff in and, you know, advance in this future where Twitch is growing bigger and bigger. People are filming people pissing. Maybe a sub-only bathroom stream. I don't know. Maybe you won't get bait, huh? That's, you know, strike a deal. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's not really much this week I really want to discuss, you know? Playing a lot of Minecraft. Started playing Yakuza 4. I'm fucking done waiting, Sega. Look, I don't want to sound mean about this because I understand. You know, I've been waiting for the Yakuza 3 through 5 remasters to come to the West before I play Yakuza 6 because Yakuza 4 and 5 are my blind spots. I've played every Yakuza game besides 4 and 5. I own 4 and 5 on the PlayStation 3, but it's the PlayStation 3, man. If you ever try to go back and play a game of 720p, it's like trying to go find the people from Roanoke. It's fucking disaster. But I've had enough waiting. I bought Judgment. I started Judgment, but then I'm running through modern day Kamurocho, and they tell me, marketing tells me, this game has nothing to do with Yakuza. You could play this without having played any Yakuza game. But this is clearly a Kamurocho, either right after or during or sometime after Yakuza 6. And I don't feel comfortable playing this without having played Yakuza 6. So I can probably understand the story just fine, but Kamurocho is a character in this series as much as Kiryu is. And if this is the same Kamurocho, and I think it is, Stardust is still there, Millennium Tower is there, you know, there's other stuff that is in this game that pokes at you if you've played the Yakuza games before. I don't feel comfortable playing this. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, fuck! Those remasters, there's no goddamn word. I was originally playing through Yakuza 4, but my PlayStation 3 kept freezing at a cutscene. Turns out, it was just my Yakuza 4 disc that was bad. I bought the digital version, and that works. I am plowing my way through Yakuza 4, baby. I am on a mission to beat 4, 5, and 6 before I play Judgment. Mostly so I can play Yakuza 6, man. I'm a prime time Yakuza fan. I got the end of Kiryu's story just sitting on my effing shelf. Like how I bleep myself out there? You're welcome, kids. You're welcome. So I've been playing Yakuza 4. No more waiting for those remasters. I'm done. I've had it. I get it. They probably want to localize, you know, everything over again. You know, some of the games had cut content originally when it came to the States, blah, 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 blah. I know that's a massive undertaking. I'm sure it's not fun. But I'm done waiting. It's over. I'm playing through it on this muddy-ass PlayStation 3. I love water. This is delicious. But that does it really for the docket for Permaneth Weekly. There is one thing that you might be thinking and wondering, you know, Bill, why haven't you brought this up yet? It's because I'm going to you right now. I was saving it for the end. I have a tendency to, you know, start my shows with a little bit of banter, and a lot of it's just fucking silly and just outright ridiculous, and you know, I wouldn't want to, you know, bounce between that and this, you know, because I feel like, you know, I wouldn't be taking it serious. I wouldn't be giving it the respect it needs. I wouldn't be taking it as seriously as I think it should be taken. And if you've been around on the internet, you know, this week, you will know that YouTube and Twitch star Etika took his own life. And it was something that, you know, a lot of people should have saw coming. And I say this because we as a society really have a lot of work to do, when it comes to how we perceive and how we treat, mental health, and how it affects those around us, and how it affects those in the public eye, how it affects those in situations that we deem, you know, more successful than our own. Because there's a lot of stigmas about it. A lot of people think it's fake. A lot of people think it's bullshit. A lot of people think it's baloney. You know, a lot of people, when somebody tells you they're depressed or they haven't felt right for months, you know, a lot of times people, the first thing out of their mouth will be like, oh, get a hobby, you know, go work out, play guitar, learn a trumpet, you know, go hang out with some good friends, you know, I don't know, fucking get into Final Fantasy VII, you know, do this. And it's like, you know, and a lot of times, you know, those people are trying, you know, to maybe offer methods that maybe help them out. But, you know, it's important to try to understand maybe why those things aren't working when those are things that would usually help somebody who doesn't have to struggle with those issues. And that's what it's really all about, is like these things don't work for them. And you need to understand that. And that's what makes it worse for those suffering through these illnesses. Is because they want to. They would love to just play Final Fantasy VII or you know, learn fucking Wonderwall. And then the next day wake up and feel great. But that's not how it works. There's something wrong with them. They have a disease. You don't cure that with Oasis. It's a process. And for most people, it isn't something that just goes away. But a lot of people think it's phony, a lot of people think it's fake, and a lot of people treat outbursts caused by mental illnesses as just attention-seeking, or like, oh, you're just being dramatic, or whatever. And a lot of people's cries for help go ignored. And that's exactly what we saw happen with Etika, when we saw the internet turn on him, when he had his outburst, when he had an altercation with a security guard, with police officers, you know, and he was hospitalized twice. Anybody who could look at that and think that this man who already has the internet's eye for his amazing talents at entertaining us needs the attention? Man, come on. How, what the fuck's wrong? How could you think that? And it's so sad because I think, you know, for a lot of people, had a lot of nasty things to say about him. And I can't imagine those things helped his situation at all. To go on his own subreddit and see people trashing him. To go on his Twitter mentions, see people trashing him. To see big-named, crappy, fuck-faced drama YouTubers trashing him. Making memes out of the photographs taken when he was on the stretcher. Like, that stuff just piles up, man. And, like, some people who don't have anything wrong with them, who don't have anything, don't have any mental health issues, maybe they can isolate themselves and just shake that off, you know, with thick skin. But for somebody who's clearly going through something, piling on leads to what occurred here. And I don't know if people were just raised like fucking assholes or what. Because at this point, in 2019, it's no longer a case of, well, we just got to teach these people. We just got to make them understand. We got to have a dialogue with them, you know, and you know, show them the consequences of not taking mental health seriously. We need to sit them down. They just don't get it yet. Motherfucker, it's been enough time at this point. We have seen too many people die from this stuff, all right, to have had this conversation already. There is no more, we just got to make them understand, because these people are fucking assholes. There is no making them understand. Pay attention to what's happening in society every day, politically, socially. Nobody wants to fucking understand compassion. Nobody. If it doesn't affect them, it's not real. If it doesn't affect them, oh, that's not a problem. There's no bigotry anywhere. There's no racism anywhere. That's not fucking real. Nobody has depression. Nobody's bipolar. Nobody's any of that stuff. It doesn't matter to me. I wake up every day and I play Wonderwall. You know, like that time's up. These people are assholes. And I'd love to be able to say, oh man, deep down in everyone, there's understanding. But time and time again, we are proven wrong that these people have any ounce of interest in understanding the things that they don't get. And because of that, we have people dying from these diseases. We have people dying from hatred. We have people dying from bigotry. We have people dying from these things that don't exist. These things aren't real. These are all fake. They're figments of our imagination. Stop seeking for attention. Why do you make everything political? Why is everything about race with you? Why is everything about depression? Because, fuckface, people's lives are ending. People can't walk to the fucking store. People can't hang out with their friends without thinking about killing themselves. People can't live all their life without thinking they're normal. Like, you know, and like the time for dialogue's over. You just gotta shut these fuckers out. But the unfortunate issue is people like Etika can't. Their whole life is their online image. So when there's no way to even shut that out and escape into your hobby anymore, man, I can't imagine that. And shame on any fucker who went on the Reddit and ripped him for anything. Shame on anybody in any online forum who did that. You know, anyone can look at what he was doing and see that it wasn't normal. Anybody. But instead, it's the internet. Let's meme it. Make a fucking meme out of it. Pepe this, Pepe that. Fuck off. It's, we lost a 29-year-old man. You know? And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. I wasn't like a big consumer of Etika's stuff, but it was impossible not to see his stuff because he was so good at what he did. And if you watched literally anything Nintendo related during any big event, you would have saw his reactions. So like, even though I wasn't like, you know, an avid watcher, man, was it awesome, you know, to get to see something crazy announced for Smash and then go, I can't wait to see Etika's reaction to this. Seeing his reaction to the Persona 5 battle music for the first time was so great. You can watch any clip of his and understand why people loved him. You know, such a positive attitude, man. Anything you read that's from friends of his on Twitter, you know, post all of this stuff. It's just, man. Try to be better to people. Try to understand. You know, I think it's hopeless to start a dialogue with a lot of people nowadays, because a lot of people are so stubborn, you know, and thinking one way because it doesn't affect them. But all I can ask of you listening to this show, because if you're listening to this show, I believe in you, because you clicked on a good show. just try to be better, man. If you have a friend who seems like they're off, send them a damn message, man. Maybe bring it up. Even if it seems weird or awkward, you know, even if you think they might reply with, what the hell, man? What the fuck? Where is this coming from? Maybe they're too scared to say anything. You know, maybe they're caught up in the whole, you know, I'm a man, I can't talk about this shit stuff. And they haven't said anything to you. And you offering to talk about something that maybe you noticed because you're a good friend of theirs will help open them up. And we can avoid situations like this. You know, it's so important to be there for people. It's so important to, you know, to seek help when you need it. And I just hope anybody listening to this, you know, the small audience that we have here, we have a Discord, man. You know, I can't say that I'm anybody's therapist or I'm anybody's counselor, you know, or I can guarantee that I will do anything, you know, that you need, but we have people who are chatty and we'll just shoot the shit, man. So, you know, I can offer that much. Just be good to each other. Be nice to each other. Support your friends. Support your family. You know, be alert. Be aware. I know it's hard when people don't talk about things, you know, because of social, because of social norms. But, like, poke and prod if you think your friend's off, man. Or you know, if you notice strange behavior. Because sometimes, you know, you don't know. In this case, though, I mean, Etiko was treated like shit when he needed, you know, when he needed help the most. So, this has been Permadeath Weekly. I hope you all have a great weekend. If you're listening to this at the beginning of the next week, have a good week. 4th of July is coming up. We live in America. Shoot some fireworks. Don't get burned by the sun. And don't shoot bottle rockets at anybody. I shouldn't even have to tell you that, man. Come on. Don't do that.